It's the best of the worst. B-movie breakdown. It's the best of the worst. B-movie breakdown. It's the best of the worst. B-movie breakdown. It's the best of the worst. B-movie breakdown.
Welcome to the B-movie breakdown, episode number 77. This week, we've been free-jacked, which I'm pretty sure I'm using that term incorrectly.
I don't know.
But I tried to just use it as much as I could throughout watching the movie and using it for every single thing that happened that I didn't understand, that we'll just call everything being free-jacked.
That's pretty much what it is.
It's just everything?
Yeah.
Free-jack is everything?
No, well, a free-jack's one that got away.
Well, I understand that. Well, the B-Movie Breakdown is a weekly podcast where we find the humor and enjoyment in low-budget and lesser-known films of the past and present, home of the good, the bad, the what the fuck. Each week's movie will be revealed on the prior episode, so you too can join in on the madness. You can listen to us if you subscribe on iTunes, on our website, bnbpodcast.com. There's MP3s there. You can download them and listen that way, or listen via streaming. Also, you can stream via Stitcher that way, too. You can reach us on our site or email bnbpodcast@gmail.com. On Twitter @BNBPodcast and on our Facebook page, facebook.com/BNBPodcast. Yeah, that's all that stuff, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You know that stuff, right?
That's the stuff.
Whoa. What stuff?
I don't know. My vine was free-jacked. What are the guys called that take the...
Your vine was free-jacked?
My mind.
Oh, they meant like your vine account.
I don't have one of those.
Was free-jacked.
I don't do that stuff.
Good, I don't know.
Mini movies?
Yeah, she does.
I have an account, I don't use it.
Oh. Did we... never mind, I thought we went over this. Never mind. I remember now. Never mind.
What?
Just never mind.
All right.
Never mind. Yes, this week we watched from 1992, Free Jack.
Yeah.
Though they should have just tried to really release it in 91, since they kept mentioning, like, 18 years later... they should have maybe moved the script around a little bit if they knew the release date wasn't going to happen when it, you know. They were just a little slightly off, January 17th.
Well, that's what happens when you get yourself a stinker on your hands.
Well, yeah, you get pushed in the after Christmas and, you know.
Death Valley of
I'm sure people were pumped for this movie when they saw it coming out. Like, Emilio Estevez was kind of, like, hot in the moment.
Well, yeah, because the only reason he was hot was because he was dating Paula Abdul. Or actually married to her, so...
That's not why he was hot. Yep, he's in a bunch of movies. Huh? He was in a bunch of movies at that time.
Well, it's because of Paula Abdul.
His family didn't even go to the premiere.
And MC Scat Cat.
He was in Maximum Overdrive before this. St. Elmo's Fire, The Breakfast Club.
I mean, how long was he with Paula Abdul before
that? Young Guns and Young Guns 2.
When did they get married?
Young Guns 2. Stakeout with Rosie O'Donnell.
Oh my god. And what's his face?
Richard Dreyfuss.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Rosie!
Yep.
I'm a woman!
It said that this movie came out the same year as The Mighty Ducks. So he had like the lowest point.
He had a balance.
And the highest point. It's just like...
Coach Bombay Sapphire.
Mighty Ducks kind of just, you know, canceled Free Jack out.
Yeah.
Everybody just...
He needed a paycheck.
Kind of forgot about it. He could have thought that it was like a legit good movie.
Well, he was like, Mick Jagger, yeah. Buster Poindexter, cool.
Anthony Hopkins.
Well, actually, he was still David Johansson.
There's a lot of good people in this movie, and it doesn't make any sense. Emilio Estevez, Rene Russo, Anthony Hopkins... Jonathan Banks, that's the guy from Community.
Mm-hmm.
David Johansson, as you mentioned. Who else? I don't know. Frankie Faison, that's the Eagle Man, but he's in a lot of stuff. He's on The Wire and a few other things, so. Eagle Man. Amanda Plummer, that was the woman from Pulp Fiction.
Oh, yeah. And Jerry Heil.
I'm naming off people who are like been in like good cameo. Things.
I love Jerry Hall.
She was in the movie for a minute.
In Batman, and she was a supermodel in the 90s, well, and married Mick Jagger.
Yeah, she was in Batman. The only reason she was in this movie is because somehow Mick Jagger made his way into this movie. I really want to know how that came about. It just that's mind boggling to me. Yeah, he's been in quite a few other movies.
Like what?
Bent. In 1997, the movies I've never heard of. he was also in a movie called Enigma.
I've never seen
Mick Jagger.com, the official site of Mick Jagger.
Duh.
Why does he even need his own site?
I don't know.
Can't he just have the Rolling Stones site? Nope. And that be it?
No, he's his own man. What else was he in?
The Man from Elysian Fields.
Apparently he was in Goodfellas.
He's in Bruce Almighty?
What? He's not in Goodfellas.
It says known for
Bruce Almighty.
Bruce Almighty.
Oh, because known for it is like because he's on the sound, just like on the soundtrack.
Oh.
So they at the top of the IMDb page they list like all the soundtrack stuff.
Oh, there you go. You gotta get into the right one.
The acting. He was in The Bank Job as a uncredited
bank employee.
No, yeah, bank employee, safe deposit.
Yep. Really not of luck. Yeah, I don't remember any of these.
Yeah, he's not in much. He was never in anything.
Ned Kelly. Ned Kelly. Yeah, I remember that. I mean, not really firsthand, but I watched it one time.
Anyways, we watched Free Jack, and we can honestly just talk about Mick Jagger's acting career instead, and it'd be more entertaining than this movie was.
Yeah, this movie was horrible. I was, like, super wasted when I first saw this, and I thought it was, like,
yeah, this
hilarious.
Was your pick.
I know, just stop talking about it. But I know, I don't know. I thought it was, I mean, come on. It had all the setup. Emilio Estevez, Mick Jagger, fucking Sir Anthony Hopkins in virtual reality and a fucking hologram.
You're not the only one that loves this movie. This person on IMDb said, Free Jack is one of the best sci-fi movies of the decades. Of the decades. The others are as follows. Dark City, The Matrix, 12 Monkeys, The Fifth Element, Existenz, with a Z. There are
Isn't
others
that
I like.
Male Enhancement, though?
Yeah, Existenz.
Extends. There are others I like, however, Men in Black is not really a sci-fi movie.
What?
Totally is. Just because it's a comedy means.
I think that guy like believes in aliens.
It's not sci-fi. It's a comedy. They can't mix the two. Because
really.
Fifth Element has no comedic parts in it whatsoever. There's no funny parts.
There's no multi-pass.
Yeah.
Multi-pass.
But for any list not to include Free Jack is dreadly mistaken.
Dreadly.
Dreadly mistaken. I swear that's what it says. Everyone in this movie does a nice job, including, all caps, Mick Jagger. Exclamation
nice
points.
Nice job, Mick Jagger, playing
the
Mick
The story
Jagger.
Is the mainstay and gridiron of this movie.
What?
It doesn't need special effects or dumb cartoon computer-generated people like Avatar.
But still.
What?
It did
have a lot of special effects.
A lot of that.
The story is a wonderful depiction of how rich people in the future will buy immortality. I highly recommend this movie for anyone,
who doesn't
but especially for sci-fi aficionados.
Aficionado of science fiction. That's a oxymoron.
Why? Why can't you be aficionado of science fiction?
Okay, you can. Never mind. It's just,
How
understand.
Is it an oxymoron?
Never mind. Just forget it. I understand. Just forget it.
You're about as confusing as this movie.
Even worse.
My brain's in scramble.
Because one thing in this movie, the reason they were freed... Not free-jacking people, but, like, taking...
What was
straight jacking
them. But no, what were they called? Bone snatchers?
Yeah. Bone snatching.
Right?
Bone jackers.
Bone jackers. Okay, so the reason they were bone jacking... Why they were bone jacking people is they would take people from the past and bring them here. And,
to 2009.
But they were very selective for whatever reason.
Mm-hmm.
But they're like, well, the reason they picked you is because they knew exactly when you died. Well, if you have
the
ability...
That wasn't it, though.
Yeah.
Well, no, it wasn't it, but they had said that.
Mm-hmm.
So if that was the reason, that was one of the reasons that they picked him, couldn't they, if they knew when anybody died, couldn't they just pick anybody? Because you're in the future, you can look, I mean, you have the ability to see the past somehow.
I'm Abraham Lincoln.
I think he meant, like, down
because,
to the second.
Or because maybe they didn't have the ability to look into the past, but they had it on video. So
yeah.
They could, like, go back to that video and be like, well, this was May 9th, 1991 at 2:20. You know, 100 hours.
And 5 seconds. He had to know right when he died.
Yeah.
And then to do that, they had to have a computer
and it lined up. It was
like, spider web.
Lock!
Yeah.
And there's lasers all over the place.
Yeah.
Outside
I
for
don't
some
know
reason.
Why.
There's just lasers.
There was like a landing pad for the past man.
Well,
yeah.
That was like...
For the Free Jack.
When they were determining the exact moment he died, there was like spider web around the body on the computer generated graphic and
boop,
the...
Boop, 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 boop.
Yeah, there was like... A lot of
race car driver. He had
stuff
the little on. The little model had a helmet on.
Computer, like
they disassembled the car and
laser
virtual reality, and it was just him with his driving helmet.
Yep,
and a spider web.
And the whole reason, the whole reason they did this was so this mystery man, Sith Lord, in a cloak,
yes,
hologram that you don't know that it's Anthony Hopkins yet.
Spoiler.
Spoilers for Free Jack from 1991. by the way, this movie takes place in 2009.
Yeah, whoa. Mind blown. I got it right.
I remember all of this happening.
They got it right. A giant Hooverville. It's all eating, people eating rats.
I mean, they needed an excuse to have Rene Russo without
the
a
The rat thing
of
was just a thing
on.
In the 90s. Like in Demolition Man, they're underground, they're eating the rat burgers.
Yeah. They just gotta eat rats to survive. But then there's other classes of people.
They seem like there were like two classes of people. Yeah.
He
seemed
said,
like
he said the rich and the poor. There is no in between.
Oh, oops.
Yeah.
Kind
I
of like
that.
How it was in 2009.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember that.
Mm-hmm.
I remember
I had all that money and then things changed and now I'm just in the middle.
Yeah.
Which sucks. I had all that money and now it don't happen anymore. I was rich.
Yeah.
But
that's how it happens.
Yeah. How did all those poor people get money?
I don't know.
To be like normal now.
The .com boom.
Lasers.
Bitcoin. That's how they did it.
There you go.
There
obviously.
You go. Makes sense. It was the start of Bitcoin. It was 2009. That's a fact.
Doesn't make sense. Makes coins. I'm sorry.
It doesn't make sense. It makes coins.
I was trying to be funny.
I don't.
All right.
The sun side of coins.
I got it. Forget it. Just fucking forget it.
It's the
whatever.
Same
what
thing.
Else happened in this godforsaken movie?
Well, one thing is like they wanted his body because so somebody else could have his body, and you don't know why they wanted his body specifically.
They're just snatching up bodies.
But then it's like Rene Russo was Emilio Estevez's love interest, and he's the one getting taken. We didn't really say that. That Emilio Estevez, Alex Furlong, is the one that is bone jacked or whatever the fuck they call it.
Straight
jacking. And so his girlfriend or wife or whatever in the past was Rene Russo. Well, now she's like head of this company. However that happened, we don't know. She
liked playing with her typewriter.
Yeah.
Computer.
Beep, boop, boop, boop.
She became like big top person at this company run by Anthony Hopkins. And he's dying, and he isn't, he's already dead.
Pretty much.
Yeah,
and his mind is still able to...
Yeah. Suspended animation.
It's in the spirit,
realm?
What was it? The spirit switch, I guess.
I don't know.
Which it was able to, like, store...
Essentially, they put his mind in... His mind is, like, running on a computer that runs throughout this entire building.
He can only run for 36 hours, though, before he's gone for good.
So it's like that movie that just came out with Johnny Depp.
Yeah.
Where the mind is in a computer.
Oh, God,
dude. You know, but at Free Jack.
What's the name of that? Is it called Free Jack 2?
No, I forget what that
Transcendence.
One actually... Transcendence.
Free Jack 2, Transcendence.
That is Free Jackin'. That's pretty good. I didn't realize that.
Maybe that's why, subconsciously, you thought of Free Jack. Because I saw that trailer a few times.
Yeah, there you go.
I did.
So
that reminds me of Free Jack.
I don't remember what
Nobody
did.
Said that. Oh. Nobody said that. Mm. Nothing reminds anybody of Free Jack.
We were looking for, like, a bad...
That made my head hurt. It reminds me of Free Jack.
We were looking for, like, a bad movie to watch that one night, and I said, like, have you ever seen Free Jack? And he's like, no, and that's what I was like... We should watch it for the podcast. And all I remembered was that Mick Jagger was, like, hilariously terrible in it. I don't remember the whole thing being not
hilariously
terrible.
Honestly, he wasn't awful.
I said I was drunk.
Oh, I'm just saying he wasn't awful.
He was Mick Jagger.
He just needs someone to start him up. And
Street Fight Man.
He got better throughout.
Yeah, he was all right.
He was awful at the beginning.
He didn't...
Stop.
Yeah.
More.
But the thing is, that's not him. That's the lines they're giving.
The delivery was terrible.
And they would just cut. It wasn't like, stop, more. Like, you know what I mean? Like, whatever, one after another was like, stop, and then cut to something else, and then more, and then, But yeah, he was all right. It was nothing like I'm like, oh yeah, Mick Jagger, why wasn't he in more movies? Like, God, he's so good. No, but
he was like a weak ass Tim Curry in this. Like, Tim Curry could have been in that part and probably would have like way better.
He did kind of look like Tim Curry in drag.
I mean, he did, yeah.
I don't give him that.
I don't know.
Doesn't even need.
I mean, you could have had a lot of people in this movie as that
evil
role.
Evil British villain.
But they got Mick Jagger for whatever reason.
And he like enunciates his S's very, like they're very pronounced. He sounds kind of just like mamby pamby in this. Everybody was a real big dope in this movie. And Emilio Estevez was the biggest dummy of them all.
Why was he? He didn't know what's going on.
This is real dumb.
Yeah, because he was thrown into 19
at the
years
end,
later.
Anthony Hopkins did call him an idiot. I've been entertaining this fool for 5 minutes.
Like, how many times did somebody
when
be
he was
like,
telling
never
him
mind.
The plot that didn't make any sense?
Yeah,
sounds like a good idea.
He was thrown into 18 years later after basically dying. He just thought he blew up, and all of a sudden he's 18 years into the future.
And there are people covered in aluminum foil. You
know, yeah, and then everybody keeps calling him a free jack, and he's like, I'm a free jack. I don't know what that means. I'm a free jack.
I'm a free jack.
But yeah. Then, I mean, how many times does it take, like, David Johansen, fool, tricked. Then also, what's his face? The boss guy with the M name from Community.
He didn't fool them. He was trying to be nice to them.
Fooled and tricked.
He did not fool them. I really believe he was being nice to them and letting them go. And then she slapped them and he laughed in his face. And he was like,
all right, fuck you guys.
Kill him.
You know what? If Emilio Estevez was with 2009, he would have known the mantra of our great president. Fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, won't get fooled again.
But that in 2009, Barack Obama was president.
I understand. He would have known anyway. Would have been around in the future. I know who was president. I voted for Barack Obama in 2008. I know who it was.
You'd see it in history books.
Yeah, but in this future, we don't know who would have been president. I don't even really know what kind of government was in place.
None.
It didn't seem like any. It seemed like corporations might have run some things in 2009.
Hmm. All right. Well... Like that's very different. It's very different.
Well, I mean 100%. Okay, yeah, like they did. Like they did.
Well, what was Anthony Hopkins, what was that business?
I don't know what business he ran. Something with Asian people.
It was the business of making money.
And making,
he was doing it well.
And making deals over minerals for Asians.
Mm-hmm. Didn't he run the machine?
Yeah, he created the spirit switchboard.
But he's like, I feel like he's the only person that's ever used it. One time.
Well, to have a term like free jack, I would imagine it's happened in the past.
They said rich people used it.
Yeah.
So
when they knew they were going to die?
Past people running around all over.
The book?
How come we didn't get introduced to anybody else who, like, had this procedure done? I wish that would have happened. Like, oh, this person, like, Emilio Estevez runs into this guy and he's like, and he tells him, like, or he thinks it's his friend. He's like, yeah, Joe, don't you remember me? And he's like... I'm not Joe, I'm this person. He's like, but you look like Joe. And he's like,
he spent a lot of time with the poor people who
yeah, but just he wasn't with
died.
The rich people, too, though, a few times.
Yeah, but there were guns everywhere. It's not like he would have stopped to introduce himself.
Well, maybe Rene Russo could have saw somebody and been like, oh, hey,
but
how's it going, Bob?
I think that was the point that they didn't get away. People didn't get away, because if you got...
That's what I mean, they didn't get away.
Yeah.
That's what I mean.
He's talking about people who actually had their mind... transferred to a body.
Like, what if that happened? Like, okay, say we were walking down the street, and then, me and Ryan are walking down the street, and we're like, hell, Gina, what are you doing here? And then you'd be like, I'm not Gina, I'm Carol. I'm like, well, you look like Jill, well, I got the free jack procedure done.
Bone jack.
Have that free jack done. Because I think it was probably, like, a thing where you're not supposed to talk about anything.
But if you're the head of a corporation... Like, wouldn't you want people to know it? But still you. This is my company and my money.
Yeah, I don't know.
Apparently all you need to know is someone's personal ID number in order to prove...
you don't even need to know that.
Clearly, at the end, you don't need to know anything because nothing matters. This movie literally ends and nothing matters. And we watch an hour and 50-minute movie where at the end, everything that happened in the movie didn't matter.
Nope.
That's literally the end of this movie.
Drive off into the sunset.
Literally. We watched the movie for an hour and 50 minutes and... everything that happened, it just doesn't matter. Yeah. It's unbelievable. Like, and then at the end, talking about the whole movie that doesn't matter, because nothing happened. I wrote down like a page of notes. There's a whole bunch of...
Nothing.
I don't even...
Explosion.
Everyone's sick in the world. That was a thing. Yeah. Lasers were a thing.
Laser guns.
Pew, pew.
Pew, pew. He liked his ear nibbled. That was a thing.
Yeah, nibble my ear.
For luck.
It was a weird thing.
Yeah.
It's kind of a tick.
He even whipped that out till way later, because he made her, he says, nibble my ear for good luck, and then she's like, around here? And with his children around?
And for,
in the 40s?
And for the longest time, too, when he was running around in 2009, he still didn't get that it was 2009. He'd be like, well, that was yesterday.
Yeah. For me, it was yesterday.
He wouldn't even say for me. He would just be like, I just saw you.
Oh, he did at the end. Towards the end. He's like, for me, it was 2 days.
Yeah. Yeah.
So fucking selfish, Emilio.
He's a namby-pamby in this
movie. There were some, cheesy, chase scenes. The car chase one was absurd. Lots of explosions. Green screen.
The wazoo. My favorite part was when they were, hitting people, and the guy's like, wow!
Yeah, there were some weird goon moments, the guys, grab him!
Yeah, yeah.
And then weird things like that. But at the end, when Anthony Hopkins... Oh, God. Emilio Estevez's character was an idiot.
Yeah.
Because at the end, Anthony Hopkins acts like he's giving up. He's like, I give up. He's like, you're right.
Welcome to my men.
He's like, they're inside of his mind in this, Lawnmower Man type of thing going on.
Like a labyrinth of weird images and pixelated graphics flying at the TV.
Yeah, and he's like, why? He's like, well, you can be me. So the opposite of everything that they've been striving for.
This whole entire movie.
The whole time.
You have to lay down the foundation that Anthony Hopkins only wanted his body because he wanted to bone his girlfriend.
But also because he was dead.
But that was why he picked him specifically.
Oh yeah, well that's why he picked him specifically. But that's also why he needed a body, was because he was dying. So his plan is, or that he tells Emilio Estevez, you be me.
You could have the money and the power.
Which doesn't make any sense, and why anybody would agree to it. Rene Russo is an idiot, too, because why wouldn't she say no? Because his body is dead. Yeah. He's dead. There's nothing they can do. His body is gone. The only thing that exists is his mind, is his, that's it.
And then she looks at him and she's like, we could do that. Like, what? You just said the whole entire movie.
No, even if he was alive... Even if Anthony Hopkins was alive, which he kind of wasn't, he was alive though. At the end, he got shot, but pow.
No, at the end, he didn't get. He
no,
wasn't
that
there.
Was.
How did he put his hands on the thing?
That's what I was asking, because he was a fucking hologram.
They were in his mind.
I guess because they were in his mind.
But yeah, when the machine exploded, when, they were interrupted and she shot it, when it blew up and Emilio hit the ground, he was the only.
One there.
Yeah. Anthony Hopkins was gone. The machine exploded and his hologram disappeared.
I assume that his brain exploded.
The thing is, though, even if he was alive and they weren't, he was just somewhere else in the building and he was alive, he's still dying and going to die.
Yes.
So why would you agree to want that? I have a normal young body and I'm going to live for a while, but let's take your body. You're going to die in a few days.
He had all the money.
Maybe then he could just freejack somebody else.
Yeah, I don't understand, honestly. When that part, the part when she was like, we can do it, baby. And
what I
want to
see,
happening?
What I want to see is just the, the alternate timeline where Emilio Estevez doesn't die and he's just in the future. And then how did their lives go? He just becomes the ultimate, Mario Andretti, fucking Formula One star.
They probably would have smashed his brains in anyway. Somehow.
Jeez.
In a car? I'm not kidding. You
just take a hammer to his head and...
No, I'm just saying. He cheated death once, and then it's...
Well, this isn't Final Destination.
Final Destination. That happens.
I'm not saying
he
cheats death. I'm just saying he just doesn't crash.
Well, then there's no free jack. Then it would have been a totally different movie.
Well, maybe the other guy got free jacked, and then it's a different movie. It's
then
a
it
movie.
Would have been
Charlie
Rush.
Sheen.
Yeah, it would have been Rush.
Charlie Sheen could have been in it, and it could have been the guy in Car Next to Him.
That's a movie called Rush.
Charlie Sheen's not in Rush.
I mean, the movie would have been that's the premise.
Crashes.
Crash. the other guy's burnt face.
Ah. Yeah. I've never seen it, but I know what you're talking about.
It happened in real life.
Yes, that's how I know what you're talking about. Okay.
I'm not saying the movie. Forget it. I'm losing this one.
Yeah. But yeah, and then at the end, after that craziness, they kill the one guy who was like wanted to take over the company, and then Emilio says that the transfer worked, and then he is Anthony Hopkins.
And then
well, like Anthony Hopkins is inside of him, and they're like, you know, it's like, oh, I'm him. All right, here's my number, and you know.
And then they get that weird go IT kill guy him. From nowhere.
You go do that, and okay, and they get in their Rolls Royce. I came out of nowhere. I don't know why he has a Rolls Royce when everybody else has future cars. The thing that seemed to be like if you were rich, you had a future car.
No, he was balling, that's why.
Yeah.
All right.
Because it was like in 1920s.
Yeah.
Great Gatsby.
He gets in the car, and then Mick Jagger stops him, and it's like, Candlelis or whatever his name was.
McCandless.
McCandless, whatever.
McCandless.
He didn't know how to drive. And, like, so, like, you would have taught him better. So you think, like, oh, like, they're fucked. Like, he's gonna have to do something to, like, kill Mick Jagger. And then he's like, well, how do you know the number then? And he's like, well, he didn't. He had it wrong the whole time. I knew it. And he's like,
and well, he then, has it blocked
and
off.
Then, and then instead of, like, killing him, because that's the whole point, the whole movie, he's just like, ha ha, go on your merry way. I don't have,
Maybe he was already paid. But before the president and vice president of the company died, he already had that check cashed. It's like, whatever. He was more like a mercenary type figure anyway.
Yeah, I don't.
So
yeah, but I just he wanted to kill him so bad.
Yeah, he spent the whole movie pretty much. He wanted that money.
But then everybody's dead. All right, whatever.
It's like, I'm gonna go
chill.
I'm sick
of chasing this guy. Obviously, he wants to fucking live because he killed everybody.
I really don't think he was getting the money. I really don't think he got the money.
I think he just went into that building and knew where some stuff was. He knew where some good shit probably was.
He stole some Fabergé eggs.
Yeah, there's some fucking Fabergé eggs sitting. Yeah. Four of them lined up on that guy's desk.
I don't know. There's other than the ending being so weird, and that was the only part that was really, like, unbelievable. There was that part with the Eagle Man, where that speech about the Eagles.
Yeah, he was telling them, never give up, man. Never give up. He knew who he was right from the beginning. Okay, he was rooting for him.
That made total sense to him. But that story to me, I was like, what?
No, it made sense. It was just weird.
Have you ever seen an eagle?
Well, then he told him that he never has either.
Then the eagle got X's in his eyes, and he just fell down dead. That's the story. He asked him if he just saw an eagle soaring through the air, and then with cartoon X eyes, and then it died.
No, he was talking about the eagle flying back to the nest to feed the eagle babies.
Yeah, and then he was flying through bullets flying through the fucking air.
I don't know why people were shooting at the eagle, but he was just saying
they can't do that anyway. It's illegal.
Not in 2009.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, not in futuristic 2009.
Then he's like, "You ever see that?" And he's like, no one's like, me neither.
Yeah.
That's his way to say,
follow your dreams.
Yeah. Like, get going. And then he knew who he was the whole time.
Yeah.
He should have fed him that poisonous rat. Rat meat.
It wasn't poison. He barbecued it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't care what you do to rat meat. I don't know how.
Well, in demolition.
If you're hungry,
you'll eat it. You'll eat a rat burger or something.
I've seen you eat worse.
That's not true.
In Demolition Man, they're eating rat burgers. And then Sylvester Stallone eats one. He's like, not bad.
Yeah, they're eating rats in Terminator.
Rats are running around all the time. They're probably real muscular and gross. I don't think that's good eating.
What if they're big giant rats?
Yeah,
like cat-sized rats.
That's terrifying. That's terrifying.
Like the ones at work.
No yeah. I've never seen
did
them
rats
yet.
Rats at work?
I've never seen them yet, but there's apparently they exist.
New?
Yes.
How big?
Like cat size.
A rat cat?
No, it was just a rat the size of a cat.
Rat and a cat. That's sick.
Rat and a cat. It was a working title for Dr. Seuss.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm not comfortable with there being rats flying all around there.
Well, they don't fly.
They don't fly.
If you get bit by a rat, you can get some sort of real deathly
infection. Or a superpower.
No,
or the Black Plague.
Rat Man. Who wants to be Rat Man? Yeah, you can get
Plague Man.
Or you can be Rat Man. You might. That might be, might have some cool superpowers.
Master Splinter.
He wasn't like a rat man, though.
He was kind of a rat man.
He was a rat that got mutated into being, a man. Into like a walking, talking rat.
Like a man.
Like a man. He wasn't a man that got turned into a rat. Like in the cartoon, for some reason, the one we watched, the beginning would show like a man turning into a rat. It didn't make sense, because that's not how it was.
Yeah.
He was just a giant rat.
What's Splinter gonna look like in the new ones?
Like a rat? Because he's a rat?
I didn't see him in any of the stuff.
In the one trailer, there's a quick, like, little... Maybe, I don't know, look like that.
Kind of.
Something like that, maybe?
With a rope.
Some sticks, I don't know about that.
Bow staff.
I'm uncomfortable.
Right beard.
What's this? Kimono?
Sure.
What is that called?
It's a little gi. It's like a karate gi, almost.
There you go.
But he got shoulder pads. He's got a little... A little goatee going on.
Go ninja, right, go team. Ninja, go. Alright, well, I don't know about that.
You don't know about that. Well, I know that this movie...
was horrible.
It was not good. Then there's really not much to say about it. There, I like that nightclub scene. I thought that was funny when he was, like, drunk.
Super drunk.
All the 90s drunk. All the 90s movies that feature, like, supposed to be the future is...
And then he did the Arnold like, line.
Only uber 90s. It's just, that's all
this
it
movie
is.
Wasn't uber 90s, though.
It was 2090s.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm just saying the futuristic
like...
parts were hilarious because they were like, we're in the 90s. This is what we think the future's just way more 90s.
Yeah.
Like the dance club part, that's just like 90s turned up to 11.
Yeah.
And all the 80s movies that were futuristic were the 80s just portraying the 90s. Maybe that's why the 90s were the way they were, because the 80s
like, this is what it's
going to
be like anyway.
Like the
90s.
I was like the future envisioned in Bill and Ted's Bogus Journey. When they go to the future, it's like everyone's wearing these like foam clothing, this bright fluorescent neon foam clothing.
I remember we talked about that when we watched it.
It's absolutely ridiculous.
The future. That's what we should go through, like make a list of like terrible future movies. Whoa.
There's a lot of... There's so many.
I know.
There's so
but
many.
But I mean, like, maybe the most
like,
terrible.
Oh, there's, like, a million post-apocalyptic movies. There's so many of those out there. The Bronx Warrior, that's one. There's, I don't know, there's a million of them.
The Road Warrior.
Road Warrior. I was going the crappy ones.
Oh. Yeah.
But there's a billion post-apocalyptic movies.
Ones
so those
that
are
like, funny bad, though. This
we watched
just that bad.
We watched Hell Comes to Frogtown.
Oh, my God.
And that was a futuristic movie. With frog people and three
it's
dicks. Three
weird.
Dicked frogs.
Sick. I forgot that happened.
The three snakes. The dance of the three snakes.
No. Oh my God.
Three dicks.
I want to get that tattoo.
Oh my God.
It's just going to say that? The dance of the three snakes?
No, it's going to be the three
just
snakes
the three snake
dancing
wieners.
Up my arm.
Well, goodbye. That's not happening.
That'd be awesome.
No.
I think so.
You can get a pink tattoo of that lady.
I was just going to say, on the other arm, it could be the frog lady.
Bah.
No.
Yep.
Well, I'm done talking about that. I don't like it.
Not, well, it's happening.
Not into it.
The dance of the three snakes.
Nope. No. That's not happening.
Because snakes are penises.
Right.
Maybe he was so mutated that his penises were actually snakes.
These penises are snakes.
What's that? Well, that is the real... These arms are snakes?
Yeah.
Is that it? The band? Right?
Yes.
I never listen to that shit.
I'm just saying that's what it is. You don't listen to it, you still know it.
Yes.
Yeah.
I know. All right. What kind of music?
I don't know.
All right.
Damn it. Yeah.
You guys can pick the movies from now on. I guess I have bad
and then
luck.
What was with the one part two with Mick Jagger and he was like playing the video that video game?
Game over. That's all it said.
It's just weird.
But it was also like his CCTV setup. So it was just like, burp. there's the free jack.
Yeah, I don't know. And then that part at the end when they were transferring the mines, that was too much.
You just gotta scream really loud and it prevents them from taking over your body.
And they were just both screaming, and there was like fire and then like more
electricity.
Cubes.
They zapped out
ice storm.
His
cubes
memory
and fire
pixelated
and Lawnmower Man. And
Yeah,
I don't know. It was...
Johnny Mnemonic.
Yeah, Johnny Mnemonic. It's exactly what I said when we were watching it. Yeah, it's very...
You should watch that.
Johnny Mnemonic.
Off the clock, of course.
Off the clock.
Oh, my God.
No, we're just going to watch it right now and keep recording.
Johnny Mnemonic. I can't. Keanu did a lot of stuff.
Nothing wrong with Keanu. He's
What was that one he was recently in where he's supposed to be Japanese?
47 yeah. Ronin?
Why?
I don't think he was supposed to be Japanese in that. I think there was another one where he was, but that was he supposed to be Japanese?
I don't remember.
I don't know. Anyways, yeah, Free Jack, it's not.
No, don't do it.
It's not worth it.
No.
It's not. Well, this one guy says it may well be that this movie deserves the low praise it got from the IMDb voters. But then how many newer sci-fi movies getting higher scores have really done better? This 1992 flick has been sitting on my DVD shelf for some time now. I decided to rewatch it after seeing the new sci-fi blockbuster, The Island. Well, this is an old
yeah.
I've seen some parallels between the two that brought Free Jack into mind. From what I remember about that movie, I don't remember anything related to this movie. Special effects notwithstanding, I still believe that the older movie comes out a winner. This review is just him comparing this movie to The Island. There is just that much of a better storytelling, coherence, actor play, and a general ambiance that makes Free Jack a movie one would want to watch over and over again. The movie is well done. It's driven by a simple plot, yet its imagery is clear and consistent. No, it's not. And the characters have enough development for the audience to care for.
Oh, okay.
No.
None of that is right. I'll even watch The Island, which I barely even remember that movie.
Isn't Scarlett Johansson?
Yeah.
And Ewan McGregor?
Yeah, Michael Bay.
Nope. No thanks. That's why I never saw it.
I'll watch that over this. I don't remember it. I just remember it being, this movie.
Yeah.
But, yeah. I don't know what these people are thinking on here. That's way better than dumb Matrix 2 and 3. That's one review. Mick Jagger movie in which he wears a helmet. The title of the review. No joke.
All right, sir.
Yep.
He does wear the helmet. That's
pretty
most
much
of the
what
movie.
It is.
Well, next week, I thought, since the new one is coming out so soon, we will watch a Godzilla movie. And the one we will watch is Godzilla versus Megalon.
Oh my god. What is this thing?
That's Jet Jaguar.
I don't want to know. Oh my god.
Jet Jaguar.
Yes, Godzilla versus Megalon. Out of all the Godzilla movies, I figured let's go with one from the original series. And because the 90s ones are a little bit more production value and stuff like that, so we'll go with one from the 70s, from the original slew of Godzilla movies, and Godzilla versus Megalon.
They said Godzilla didn't start off very big.
What do you mean?
Well, they had like a thing, like a scale.
Yeah, over time, yeah.
Yeah, now he's like too fat, they said.
Who's they?
People said he's too fat.
I don't know, it looks pretty cool.
I mean,
anyways,
I will see it.
And, you know, in this movie, the underground kingdom of Cetopia sends out Megalon, a giant beetle, and Gigan. Ooh,
wait, is
the
it underground or underwater?
I don't know.
Underground, Cetopia.
Gigan to destroy the above-ground dwellers. In an attempt to stop them, an independently thinking robot brings Godzilla into the fight.
Wow. Just gotta get that just robot and old lizard guy.
There's so many monsters in this one, It's a good one. I haven't watched it in a long time, so.
Oh my god.
And Jet Jaguar, who is like Toho's ripoff of Ultraman.
Well, I look.
I like the description, not of the actual movie, but of the history of it. It says, Godzilla vs. Megalon has been the most elusive Godzilla film in North America.
Whoa.
This is a film that most baby boomers saw in the U.S. movie theaters and on TV. Fans had to rely on badly cropped VHS and DVD bootleg copies to enjoy the film thereafter.
Yeah, I was reading that about this one, actually. It got quite a wider release in the States over some of the other ones, which is weird. It was even on, they even showed on NBC on a Saturday night one time. Like this one. I don't know why out of all of them.
This was such like a sought after movie.
Yeah, this one out of all of them, I couldn't tell you.
That
I don't know.
Really weird.
It's a weird thing there. But yeah, Godzilla versus Megalon. That'll be next week. I don't think it's available on Netflix. They have a lot of the older ones on Netflix, but not Godzilla vs. Megalon. This was actually, like, there after this, there was only a couple more, and then there was, like, a 10-year break between the last couple, and then when they Toho started doing them again in the 80s. So, yeah, next week, Godzilla vs. Megalon. 4B movie breakdown. I'm Corey.
I'm Gina.
I'm Ryan.
Reject boobs. Glad we're on the same page.
It's the best of the worst.